Most likely, you've heard the phrase, variety is the spice of life. Well, what about when it comes to your yoga practice? Whether you're listening and you're a dedicated yoga practitioner or a curious beginner, understanding the role of diversity and variety in yoga can profoundly enrich your experience on the mat and beyond. Welcome to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, the podcast for yoga teachers to learn tips, techniques, and teaching approaches in order to build confidence and success teaching yoga. I am your host, Sandy Raper, and on this podcast, I am going to share with you my strategies and approach to teaching, along with stories from many teaching experiences that have supported me within a thriving teaching career for over two decades. Before we get into today's episode, I'd like to share with you some exciting news. This fall, I will be leading a hybrid 200-hour yoga teacher training. This innovative approach combines online learning with four separate in-person weekend modules. This will enhance the experiential and practical aspects that are essential for a successful training experience. This approach and this format truly offers the best of both worlds, and it provides trainees with a layered learning approach that I have found equips teachers to step into their roles as teachers with confidence and assurance. I'm excited to offer this opportunity and to equip teachers with all they need to become leaders in their communities teaching yoga. Now, if you've been considering digging deeper into the study of yoga and learning how to share and teach the practice to others, then this training is one that you won't want to miss. Additionally, for those of you who are listening that have already completed a teacher training, I am extending the in-person modules to you as well. The in-person component will focus on what I like to call the anatomy of teaching, which includes a comprehensive study and application of skillful sequencing. I'll be sharing my elements of sequencing model, essential cueing, and the energetic action and alignment principles that are going to equip teachers with all they need to become leaders in their communities teaching yoga. Enrollment is opening soon, but I wanted to go ahead and let you be the first to hear about this wonderful training opportunity. If you're interested, if you've got a subtle nudging of curiosity to know more, or if you've been feeling that subtle call to dive deeper into your understanding of the yoga practice, then click the link in the show notes and get your name on the wait list. I will be sending out all the details of this upcoming training very soon, so you want to have your name on that list. This training begins in August, and August will be here before you know it. So don't wait until you're ready, because readiness comes from being prepared. So prepare yourself now, and then take action and join me in August. I can't wait to share more with you soon. Back to today's episode. I have been exploring today's topic for quite a while now. Well, for many years now. And as with most episode topics, the concept of variety, or as I like to call it, cross-training, is one that really does warrant conversation and exploration within the yoga practice. It's a concept to explore for yoga students, and it's one for yoga teachers. I'd like to spend a little time today touching on some key points and insight into the value of spicing up your yoga practice, which will lead to your ability to build and sustain dedicated consistency, which will benefit you in this life discipline that we call yoga. If you've listened to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training podcast for very long, you've probably noticed my curious exploration of brain science and its impact on all aspects of our lives. This deeper understanding influences our effectiveness as yoga teachers, both cognitively and relationally, as we seek to interact and teach the practice to others. And if you're listening and you are a yoga teacher, then you're going to need to continue to be on the pursuit and quest to understand better how to serve your community through the practice of yoga. Interestingly, it begins in our minds, and the brain science behind what contributes to our experience in the yoga classroom and as students and teachers. As I explored this concept of variety further, I came across the work of brain scientist Gregory Burns, whose book Satisfaction, The Science of Finding True Fulfillment, explores novelty and challenge as two of the main needs that we all have for long-term fulfillment. Just the expectation of something novel, which denotes the meaning of experiencing something in life as new or interesting, or before it's even happened, it sets off the dopamine receptors in our brain that makes us feel good, or as the title of his book suggests, satisfied. Without getting too deep within the vast topic of brain science, I do want to note the connection between dopamine, the feel-good transmitters, and movement or physical activity. And these transmitters are influential in supporting us with the fine-tuning of our movements. As we fine-tune our awareness of how we move and, more importantly, the felt experience we encounter within our moves, then as yoga practitioners and teachers of a practice that incorporates the limb of asana practice within the disciplinary life system, then for me as a teacher, it seems worth my time and effort to dig a little deeper into this topic. And as it applies to that which I'm seeking to educate and share with others, as they, the students I lead, assess movement patterns for themselves and ultimately the satisfaction that it produces when we move at an optimal state of our being. Back to the concept of novelty or variety. How does this impact our yoga practice and why does this matter? If we're going to understand the value of variety or cross-training, in particular within our asana practice experiences, then we'll want to also address the quality of unrest within our central nervous system. Here I go again, digging into the conversation of the brain once again, but it does all begin within this functioning system of our body, where our processing and responses are coming to the sensory information and where that resides. I also want to highlight that understanding more deeply the value of variety in our yoga practice also involves recognizing the roots of our unrest, which stem from one of our most important evolutionary acceptances, the drive to learn and discover. Humans are driven to seek out the new, the novelty, and when that isn't happening, then we can feel unsettled or in a space of unrest. The unrest within our nervous system triggers vulnerability and often prompts our brains to avoid our inner experiences. While unrest can paradoxically trigger emotional moments for growth, it can also evoke feelings of threat and fear of the unknown. And it causes the brain's safety mechanism to tune out, distract, or even avoid growth. This is where the importance and benefits of adding variety within various yoga practice styles comes into play. Incorporating more introspective practices such as yin and restorative practices within your overall approach to practicing yoga, your cross-training approach to yoga, it supports the balance required for your nervous system and facilitates the grounded settling of this state of unrest for exploration. Guiding students with supportive language that shifts focused attention on what they are sensing on the interior of their experience will soothe the body and mind and enhance the quality of mindfulness within the movement of the practice. Let's talk about how variety supports the cultivation of lifelong learning. This accentuates even further the overall life pursuit of ongoing learning. You are never too old to learn something new, and within the concept of implementing keystone habits in your life, this attitude and pursuit of learning something new, something novel, it resides within the habit of self-study. I want a side note here. I dedicated an entire episode to developing keystone habits back in episode 76, and I've included a link to that episode in the show notes if you're intrigued and want to dig into that topic a little more. And a quick little teaser, I share about keystone habits even further within my new book, Teaching from the Heart, that is releasing next month. Stay tuned to hear even more about an upcoming big announcement about my new book release. I'm so excited to share this with you. I'd like to highlight now and share some key ways that you can implement variety or novelty into your yoga practice. And varying your movement patterns within the asana practice will offer you an experience that escapes the monotony that presents itself within adaptation and will involve altering your approach. This introduces novelty and fulfills our fundamental needs for autonomy and competence. First, variety gets your attention. There is great value in learning through repetition. However, repetition can also begin to dull the senses as the brain drops back into the comfort and safety-seeking patterns of predictability. Varying your movement approach in asana stimulates interest. Novel experiences capture our attention and they stimulate curiosity. When we encounter something new or unfamiliar, our brains become engaged and our interest is piqued. And this heightened level of interest promotes a sense of excitement and motivation to explore further. Put this within the context of practicing yoga and developing consistency within the practice, and avoid the burnout of repetition or checking the box, going through the motions. You can heighten your awareness of a fresh encounter, that I like to call it, on your yoga mat just by varying up a particular sequence or movement pattern or transition. If you're a yoga teacher listening, I encourage you to explore this concept within the 90-10 rule of sequencing. 90% consist of your established sequences, those many go-to sequences that you teach, while the remaining 10% of your class is where you introduce variety. And this could involve a different approach to a sun salutation series or a transition movement progression used to guide students from one posture to the next. Adding this 10% of freshness or spice of freshness and novelty, enhancing the flavor and initiating a new sensory experience in the practice for that day. Secondly, variety sustains engagement and enhances progress. Within Burns's book that I referenced early in the podcast, there is also mention of the concept of mastery in regard to our satisfaction within the activities we pursue in life. If we are to create a sustainable approach to the yoga practice and remain dedicated and consistent to the exploration, then we'll also want to remain in a space where we're challenging ourselves to approach the asana practice within the context of progress, not perfection, but progress, seeking a level of improvement over the predictable, while developing a growth mindset where the goal isn't about arriving at mastery. The pursuit remains with an ongoing discovery and engagement within the asanas that leads us beyond a perceived expectation or attachment to an experience we've already had when we choose to explore the same continual pattern of movement, even in the way we approach the sequencing structure that we use to practice or to lead yoga classes. Third, variety is going to aid in your ability to get out of your own way. Unlocking more variety involves two main steps. First, it requires overcoming the fear or the security mechanism in your brain that pushes for predictability as it's perceived as safer. However, research indicates that the brain truly craves novelty and engagement with the world around us. Secondly, embracing novelty demands effort. It means breaking away from the comfort of routine and habitual patterns. This requires consciously challenging autopilot tendencies and overcoming the natural inclination towards laziness, really. Often we default to the path of least resistance, opting for the familiar and easy and guided by reflexive habits. Oftentimes our biggest obstacle is ourselves and the perceptions and attachments that we make that somehow make us feel safer. Yet oftentimes what happens is our perceptions or expectations limit and restrict us from growing and expanding within that which we are pursuing. Lastly, when we expose ourselves to new experiences, it fosters adaptability and resilience, both of which lead to the curation of assurance in our capacity to understand and relate to life challenges, to life obstacles, and new opportunities. When we embrace novelty with curiosity, we become more comfortable with uncertainty and change, allowing us to navigate unfamiliar situations or uncharted territory with greater ease and confidence. Embracing novelty builds resilience by teaching us to adapt to change and turn obstacles into growth opportunities and learning experiences. As we navigate the unfamiliar territory, we develop confidence in our ability to confront or take on the challenges and to also thrive in new environments. This also builds our ability to remember our capacity for learning and exploring new activities or thought patterns. We increase our capacity to become a novice in the exploration of something new and new and exciting experiences. And as we build this confidence, we begin to lessen the boundary of anxiety and worry that can often paralyze us from taking the initiative to try something new. As I wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage you to seek out ways to bring variety or cross-training and novelty into your yoga practice. Perhaps you're already within the novice stage of discovery of the yoga practice, and that's a great place to be. Continue to dedicate time to meeting yourself on your mat. Get on your mat as often as you can with a curious nature and ready yourself for the excavation and discovery that awaits you as you step into the various asana shapes, or the vehicles that I like to call them, that will take you on this wonderful adventure. If you've been practicing for a while, notice if you have fallen into a repetitious pattern of taking the same style class, of repeating it over and over. Seek to cross-train your practice experience by sprinkling in with the yang style practice of flow or vinyasa with the more introspective yin style practices, which could include deep stretch, yin and restorative style practices. I remember the first time I experienced the yin style of practice. I was not an immediate fan, but I remained curious. And as I continued to add that practice within my vinyasa practice, I came to know and appreciate how yin complements the yang. I felt and sensed the balance, and it heightened my awareness of the need for this balance within my practice and my life. I also want to encourage you to explore various spaces where you can add variety to your approach to practicing yoga. Seek out classes where you can practice under the guidance of various teachers and begin to glean and grow from the diversity of teaching. When you travel, check out and find places to practice. And a last word of encouragement. If you've yet to develop a home practice, then I want to encourage you to explore dedicating time to either guiding yourself, or there's so many valuable resources online that can provide you with a great start point. Begin to trust the intuitive guidance of your body's intelligence and the need that it craves for variety of movements and experiences. Step onto your mat and let the guidance move you to explore the vast variety that awaits. Before you head off into the rest of your day, hey, take a moment and click the follow button. And that way, the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training podcast will be right there waiting for you with new episodes. Until next time. Until we meet again, thank you. Thank you for joining me today, and I wish you well along life's journey, and I'll look forward to spending time with you in the next episode.